Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 7.
London Relocation Services, Daniel speaking. How may I help you?
Good morning. My family and I are moving to London later this year, and I wonder if you can help.
Sure. First of all, I'll need to get some personal details. May I take your full name, please?
It's Anna Woods.
Thanks. Where are you moving from?
Northern Ireland, just outside Belfast, actually.
Right. And what's your current address?
It's 118 Fordyce Park. I'll spell that for you. It's Fordyce. And that's in Ballysillan.
And what's the postcode?
It's BT14 9BJ.
All right. And could I take a contact phone number?
I'll give you my mobile number, as you can get me on that anytime. It's 07-8400-51963.
Great. Got that. Now, we always like to get a bit more information about the families that we're moving. It helps with the search. Are you moving for work?
Yes, my husband's just got a new job in London.
And what about you? Do you work?
Well, I've been working as a teaching assistant recently, but I'm actually a qualified nurse and I'd like to get back into that if possible.
Right. And do you have any children?
Yes, a son. So we need to find a school for him.
Is it a secondary school you'll be looking for?
No, he's still in primary school. He's not quite at the secondary level yet.
Fine. So let's go on to talk about your requirements for the property. Do you have a preferred location? Is your husband's job in the centre?
No, it's in East London. But we'd rather live somewhere quieter.
Sure. There are some lovely areas in the south.
OK, that sounds great. Now, my husband doesn't want to spend too long commuting to work every day.
So I imagine that ideally he'd like to be not too far from a station then.
Yes. He drives now, but I guess that's not going to be possible, and he's not keen on buses.
What about you or your son? Do you have any preferences? Does your son do any sport, for example?
He's quite active, so I'm sure he'd love a park nearby to run around in. He doesn't do swimming or anything like that.
Great.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 8 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 8 to 10.
So, what sort of property do you have in mind?
We have friends who live in an amazing flat over there. But as we've always lived in a house, I think we'll stick with that. We'd find it hard to adapt to a flat.
OK. And size-wise, how many bedrooms would you like?
Well, there's just myself, my husband and our son.
So you definitely need a 2-bedroom property. But how about having a guest room? I might be able to find a 3-bedroom property for you.
Yes, that would be ideal. We're sure to have family visiting often.
All right, I've made a note of that. Now, are there any other requirements for your new property?
Well, it's not essential, but it'd be handy to have an office for when my husband works from home. It doesn't need to be a big one. I guess it all comes down to budget.
Yes. OK, Anna. Well, I've certainly got enough to be getting on with, and I will...
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.